little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge star. Oh dear God. Oh, ah, episode 117 of Shadow Games Podcast. Our second favorite episode of our podcast here. Reason why? It's our post-Comic-Con 2014. And we have a lot of stuff for you. A lot of news for you guys this time around. Because Wayne did a whole lot of panels. I did a whole lot of walking. Took a whole lot of pictures. We both did.
We took a lot of pictures.
Oh, by the way, you need a new flash. Because every time you put, like, you know, side shots, I just see the flash on the left side.
I know.
You, sir. Idiot.
I know. I was starting to have issues with that.
Oh, I saw it since day one, man. Anywho, enough of that. Comic-Con was last week. And as they say, everything's wild in Comic-Con and then some.
Yeah.
So, what have we been playing this week? Well, for me, I haven't been playing that much other than Marvel Puzzle Quest. Nothing more from there. Ultimate Marvel Capcom 3 and Ultimate Street Fighter 4. Also been playing a lot of, Donkey Kong Country again for the Super Nintendo Entertainment System. And yeah, that's about it for me. I mean, I've been trying to edit all the photos that we took, narrow the which one down, and go ahead and put it on the site. So if you guys haven't seen it yet, go ahead and look it up. All 4 days are there.
All and, 5 days.
Oh yeah, you did zero.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was smart enough not to bring it along, so save it up for enough. All right, Wayne, how about you?
Well, honestly, the only thing I really got to play this week with Comic-Con going on was, I did play a little bit of Uno while I was in line one day on my phone, but other than that, I played a little bit of Transformers and G.I. Joe on my tablet when I got home, but mostly, I went over to Alienware and competed in their tournament trying to get the fastest time on the first level of Broforce. I think that's what it was called.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was kind of fun. Kind of challenging, but fun.
So, tell us about it.
Basically, it's a platform game, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, your character can, depending on what character you have, it depends on what kind of weapons he has, and every time you die, you get a different character to use to try to go through it, and the whole idea was to get through in the fastest time, and you can blow through walls, you can blow through bad guys, you can actually save people and get an extra life. So when you die, you respawn at a checkpoint or something, too. But yeah, basically, you go through the level, which is... It's not really super long for the first level, but it's got a lot of bad guys, and it always tricks you up. But the idea is just to get through as fast as you can for what they were doing on the competition-wise. I got through it in 45 seconds. I heard somebody say that somebody got through it in 9 seconds, which I don't know how is even possible. But I guess it is somehow. Mm. Basically, you get to the end of the level, and if there's like a big bad boss dude that's not really that difficult to kill, but you have to kill him before you can get on the helicopter and escape. So, yeah, it was fun. Definitely fun. I spent about half an hour playing that game so I can get my 45 second.
You're an idiot. Shenanigans.
It was worth it. It was in the same time it was starting to rain a little bit, so it was kind of fun playing in the rain.
Yeah. That's true.
Hoping not to get electrocuted.
That's why you go in underneath a shelter to actually find something. But
and I was playing this on the Alienware Steam Machine, so to give you an idea of that, it was actually using an Xbox 360 controller, which I thought was rather cool. We could use that. So pretty familiar for me on that one, actually. But yeah, it's really fun. I really enjoyed that.
Okay. So now let's go ahead and talk about of course, Comic-Con 2014. Wayne, what did you do? What did you enjoy the most of Comic-Con this year?
Okay, I think what I enjoyed the most was who I met at the Marvel Animation panel. I got to meet Fred. Probably butcher his name again, but Tadascore.
Okay.
Voice of the Hulk.
Nice.
And many, many others. Yeah. So definitely definitely worthwhile. That was a fun.
Can you be a little more exciting about it?
I'm pretty exhausted still.
You're dumb and dull as always, Wayne.
Hey, I'm just exhausted. But yeah, a lot of cool stuff there. The animation panel, which, you know, I have all of my notes here, but anyways, it was basically, they showed us a new episode of Spider-Man Unlimited, Ultimate Web Warriors, where Spider-Man is starting to go into alternate dimensions after the Goblin, who is trying to steal DNA from alternate universe Spider-Man. So first up was Spider-Man 2199, and then you ran into Spider-Girl, and they showed us a clip from when he, in a future episode, where he runs into Spider-Ham.
Oh. Spider-Pig. Yeah.
Hambo. Yeah.
All right, for me, well, my favorite part about Comic-Con is one panel I've always wanted to get into, I finally got in this year, was the Mythbusters panel.
Nice.
With Adam and Jamie. Two of my favorites. If you guys haven't seen it, I don't know why you guys haven't seen it yet. Tune it on. There's a lot of stuff going, you know, fun stuff, a lot of, you know, myth that they bust or confirm. The reason why, you know, I've been trying to get in, because it's pretty infamous. So they talk about the new upcoming season, about new experience here and there. Too bad Grant and Carrie couldn't be there, or the other three couldn't be there. But we did see like clips of new episodes and stuff, things going on. And let's see, the other thing that I liked about the most was actually is outside of Comic-Con. It's the Nintendo Lounge at the Marriott Hotel. The reason why I like that is because when I walked in, I was expecting, you know, the only game I wanted to play was Super Smash Brothers. That's going to come out for the Wii U. But a good twist to it was the Zelda Hyrule Warrior demo was playable. That was fun. You get to choose from, three characters. I forgot. Impa was one character from Twilight Princess. The other one was Link, of course, and the other one was Princess Zelda. So the demo took about 15-20 minutes. A great game. I wouldn't, for all you guys has the Wii U, I would definitely get one. It's for me. It's kind of a crossroads, because I really want to get a Wii U just because of that game, but I don't know. You know? I don't know, but you know, yeah. But still. Alright, Wayne, so anything else you want to talk about Comic-Con that you...
Well, yeah, we'll go through some of the highlights for you here.
Uh-huh.
This is just going through some of the panels I went through and some of my highlights that I tweeted these out for you guys, so if you saw those, great, but if not, one of the first panels I hit was the Hasbro Transformers panel. The big news there, well, there were a couple big news here. One is that they're moving into, in 2015, the Transformers Combiner Wars. I don't know if you had a chance to stop by the Hasbro booth and actually look at the combiners they had on display.
Yes, I saw it.
Very highly detailed, very poseable combiners.
Insanely detailed. Not highly, but insanely detailed.
So the idea with the Combiner Wars is, quite frankly, and there's going to be a story going through it with IDW as well as the toys, but it's basically you can build your own combiner. So you have the deluxe figures, you have the Voyager figures, and they will kind of work together for this new lineup. Including Optimus Prime is going to be part of the combiners. You can actually
That's the first time.
Yeah. Well, in a way, yes. So you can combine Optimus Prime with some of the aerial bots, or some of the Stunicons, and they haven't announced all of them yet, but there is some. These things just look amazing. I mean, very well designed. And IDW is going to be doing their own comic series going on along with this. It's going to tie into Robots in Disguise, and then as well as a new Windblade series that's going to pick up. It's going to include this as well. And basically, the story that I understand as it's going to happen is the Autobots are going to, or the Transformers are going to find an ancient relic that gives them the technological know-how and knowledge to pioneer into combiners.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be very interesting. And some of the toys are going to come with comic books, too.
Nice!
So you're going to get that as well. But yeah, you'll be able to... The comics will come with each deluxe, that's right. Next, they showed us clips from the new cartoon series they're doing. It's going to be Robots in Disguise. It's a 2D cartoon. Looks amazing. I mean, just beautiful animation. And it's being done by the same team, same studio, that did Transformers Prime. So even though it's a different type of animation, mm-hmm. same people behind it. So really cool on that. They also showed us some rescue bots, what we're expecting to see in season, I guess season 4 here. Or is it season 3? I don't remember. But I wrote down season 4, so it must be season 4.
Stooge.
So rescue bots is obviously geared more for kids. And what we're going to see is the Dinobots coming to rescue bots in a new way. They are going to be the existing rescue bots team, including Optimus Prime. They will actually be able to transform into dinosaurs. So it's kind of like a third mode for them. Or I think in Heatwave's mode, Heatwave, it might be a fourth mode now. But it'll be interesting to see how that works. It actually kind of looks kind of fun. So, I stopped by the Amazon locker too, the Transformer locker, which was
I got a free $5 DLC credit from Amazon, which is pretty dope.
I got a bag of M&Ms and a Blu-ray copy of Orphan Black season 2.
Orphan Black's dope. If you guys haven't seen it, go ahead and feel free to watch it. It's a good show from BBC America.
After that, I went over to the IDW artist panel. The artist editions are actually the large hardbound books of artwork, basically original artwork from different comic series. One of those was that's coming out is Jack Kirby's Miracle Man. Jack Powell's The Goon. And then they've got a lot of great talent going into this stuff. I think some of my tweets got out of order somehow, but whatever. Also, there was a Stephen King one that's being done as well. I think some of my things got mixed up here. But anyways,
it doesn't matter. I mean, you have tweets and all and whatnot.
Yeah. Robotech Academy is coming. It's going to be an animated series within the Sentinels universe. It's going to be funded through Kickstarter. So go head over to robotechacademy.com. Check it out. This is going to be a pretty fun series. It's going to focus on the kids of the original series.
So pretty much the offspring of the original series. It's from what Wayne told me about the storyline behind it. You guys should read about it instead of us telling you. it's great fun. I will actually put money down for this. If you guys are a fan of Robotech like myself and Wayne, put money down for it, guys. Come on. I'm waiting for it.
Yes, and it's actually a really good opportunity for you, especially if you got some money to burn, because you put enough money into the Kickstarter program here, you can actually be put on as executive producer or somewhere along. You can get credits in this film or in the series. I was at the Adventure Time Ball, which was very, very interesting.
You ever been to Adventure Time panel by any chance?
No.
Tell us what you think.
Okay.
Because I went to the Adventure Time panel at WonderCon. Tell us.
Well, this isn't their standard one. This is the first time they did an Adventure Time Ball. And what this one encompassed was 4 episodes, 2 old ones, 2 new ones, and in between a costume contest. I have to say, I'm not really a big fan of Adventure Time. It's a very interesting cartoon. I can see the fun in it.
But it's just mindless stupidity, which my niece and I love.
I get that. And you know what? I think, watching it by myself, I don't think I can get into it. But if I was in there watching it with friends, I think it would be a lot more enjoyable. Yeah, my tweets are way out of order somehow.
Don't worry about it. For me during Comic-Con, I went to several things. One of them was Inside the Dome, Homer Simpson. You go there?
I didn't get inside.
You're an idiot. If you're a Simpsons fan like myself, huge Simpsons fan, there's a great way to see what's inside Homer's head in 3D. Shows him donuts, more donuts, bowling beer, choking the hell out of Bart. There's a lot of stuff. There should be footage coming out soon for that on YouTube. There's at that same area too. There was also Maggie's Sweet Tooth. you know, candies and whatnot. There's also kind of a carnival thing going on. Shoot the donuts and whatnot. And let's see, so that's all of outside of Comic-Con. There's also the Gotham City, the rope slide? Or the,
Boo-hoo!
Shut up, Wayne. What the hell is that?
Zipline,
there you go. So it's here to promote the new Gotham City. If you guys haven't seen any of the trailers, they go and look it up on YouTube, Gotham City WB. It's not really focused on Bruce Wayne and Batman, but it actually focused on Bruce Wayne as a kid, but yet...
It's a Batman story without Batman. It's an origin story.
It's an outside origin story.
Yeah.
Of Commissioner... Well, how Commissioner Gordon got to his status and how he treated... how he helped Bruce Wayne after the murder.
Yeah.
Pretty much. You get to meet a little Selina Kyle. She actually looks like Michelle Pfeiffer. She's one of the girls from the Dancers of America's Best Dance Crew a couple of years ago. She does look like Michelle Pfeiffer in a way. And I also went to the Microsoft Lounge in the Hyatt Regency Hotel.
Nice.
There, I get to play several games. I entered the Killer Instinct tournament, which I lost to.
Oh, bummer.
Well, Justin Wong was there. You know, I knew he was gonna win.
Yeah.
I entered the the Titanfall tournament, which is the highest score gets to move on to the next day. I don't know who won that tournament though, but I got second place.
Nice.
So pretty much the highest score of each round gets to go in. The next day, it wasn't me. I also played the new game that's coming out for the Xbox One. It's called Evolve.
Yep.
Which is pretty much like evolution of dinosaurs and whatnot, or monsters, yeah, creatures, whatnot. It's, when I played it, I really liked it, but it was still in development though. So mm-hmm. You can't really, you know, see anything crazy going on with that. And I also played the Kinect Sport, which is, you know, the bowling game, which is pretty fun. Let's see, outside I also went to the Pixel Arcade Lounge, or the Pixel Arcade.
Okay.
It pretty much it's derived from the 80s game. You get to play Gauntlet, you get to play Donkey Kong,
okay, yeah.
Centipede, Galaga. But nice. The thing is, you get 3 tokens, and the highest score of each game gets a chance to be raffled. Yeah, a free raffle of a PlayStation 4.
Oh,
so you
nice.
Get 3 tokens. So I was second highest on Donkey Kong on one of the games, and I was third, top 3 on Galaga, and
sweet.
Also top 3 on Joust. Yes, they nice. Did have Joust. That's a fun game.
It is.
Yeah, so it had the 80s vibe. I mean, the old arcades I was actually taken care of very, very well. They had the 80s music going on. It kind of feels like I was inside Tron. Because that one part of Tron Legacy when he turns on the arcade and you hear all the music coming out,
yeah,
the 80s music, that's how it felt like.
Sweet.
That's how it felt like. It's really fun. Let's see, what else did I do?
While we get to that, one thing I did get into was the Middle Earth panel for the video game. Shadows of Mordor.
How was that?
I missed the first little bit of it. Because uh-huh. I actually didn't know the panel was going on. I was waiting for next panel.
Okay, folks, this is what it is. I mean, if you're waiting for one panel and you don't know something else is going on, you might as well go inside and take a look.
Yep. But I was in there. I was checking this thing out, and you know, they're talking about it, and Troy Baker was there talking about his involvement in it.
Mr. Troy Baker.
Huh?
Mr. Troy Baker.
Yep. The newest Joker.
The second best Joker.
And you know, I was just listening to him talking about mostly development stuff, and it really didn't sound that interesting just listening to it at first. And then the panel was just about over, and they're like, all right, we're going to show you some footage. And I was like, holy
yes!
crap, this is looking awesome. I mean, very well done looking graphics. It looks like it's going to be a very fun game to play. So that just keep that in mind.
All right.
Couple of comics we got announced. Edward Scissorhands. It's coming to comics through IDW.
Oh, awesome!
And the big announcement from IDW, well, one of their big announcements, because I got tons of them, because they actually won more Eisner Awards this year than Marvel and DC combined.
Yes.
But they announced Star Trek crossover comics
With Doctor Who.
No.
What?
Planet of the Apes.
Ah, shit.
They already did the Doctor Who crossover with Star Trek.
But still, though, really?
So Star Trek to the Planet of the Apes.
That's going from alternate universe to another.
Yep. That's... As far as the animated stuff go, the one thing I didn't mention to you guys, other than Spider-Man, we are getting more Agents of Smash. We are getting more Avengers Assemble. And a new animated series. Can you guess it?
Which is?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Knew it.
It's coming to a... And it was really kind of interesting the way they announced this, because we're getting to the end of the panel, and they're like, there's something we want to tell you, but we can't talk about it. Jeff Lowe's going to kill me if I talk about this. But watch this. And they showed us a clip.
What an idiot. All right, so getting back to what was I doing. After going to the Pixel Arcade, I decided to, you know, hitch back to the Nintendo Lounge, which is free to the public. You don't need a pass to get in. You know, I was expecting to play the new Smash Bros. Game, which is, you know, was expected to be there. Fun game. Overall, there's a lot of new characters here and whatnot. There's also, you get to play Zero Suit Samus. You get to play Little Mac from Punch-Out series. If you guys don't know Punch-Out, then you guys are not old-school gamers. But the one game that really, really got my attention at the Nintendo Lounge was the Zelda Hyrule Warriors.
How was it?
That game is fun. You get to choose three different characters. Impa from Twilight Princess. You get to pick as Link, typical, and also Princess Zelda. Each of them has their own special combos. And, you know, you get to have the the bombs thrown, all that kind of stuff. The gameplay was about 15 minutes long. So it's pretty much, it's the same concept of Dynasty Warriors, but you have the Zelda franchise in it, which is pretty cool. I want to play that game. I would love to play that game some more on my hands, but I don't have a Wii. So I'll probably wait until that comes out and actually get a Wii just for that game alone, maybe, and also the new upcoming Zelda.
There you go.
Yeah. And let's see, you know, inside the con, I, you know, met a lot of cosplayers over there. Took a lot of pictures of cosplaying.
Yeah, we got a ton of pictures up for you.
Mimi and Kim would be so proud of us. Mostly me, because I know how to use the flash real well.
And my flash was working fine. It was just towards the end of the night, for whatever reason, my flash was just not doing it anymore. Yeah, but yeah, you know, that for that camera, I do need to look into getting that fixed up a little bit, see what's going on with that.
Let's see. Biggest disappointment or kind of a letdown in a way? For you, any letdown?
Not really. I mean, I was actually rather, you know, enjoyed the entire con.
That's it.
I mean, I will admit that the Marvel video games panel didn't have as much in it as I thought it would. It was mostly, okay, we're going to add Guardians of the Galaxy to this game, and we're going to add Guardians of the Galaxy to this game, and we're going to add Guardians of the Galaxy to this game, and
it's
this game.
Pretty much, they're pushing Guardians of the Galaxy, period.
But I will tell you this, Fidel. Come the fall, you're going to have a new video game that you're going to have to try out for us and review. It's called...
Guardians of the Galaxy?
No. It's called Marvel Contest of Champions. It is a mobile fighting game.
Huh. I may have to get George into this too as well.
So... also for Guardians of the Galaxy, I did announce that for those of an Xbox, we will be able to get Guardians of the Galaxy avatars, as well as a as well as a skin pack for Minecraft.
Wait, Guardians of the Galaxy skin pack Minecraft series?
Yep. We're also gonna get Guardians of the Galaxy for Marvel Pinball. Obviously, Avengers Alliance Special Ops 20 coming up is gonna be Guardians of the Galaxy, which we all kind of knew that. Disney's Infinity, Marvel Superheroes. We're gonna get more characters, such as the Avengers are coming in finally. Spider-Man, Ultimate Spider-Man, including Nick Fury, Iron Fist, Venom, Guardians, of course. Okay. There will be a PS4 Disney Infinity Collector's Edition. Also, a Marvel Villains Pack with Loki. Just a lot of great stuff we got access to at the Comic-Con this year. I mean, if you want to take a look at some of the stuff we got out there, you know, that's been going on. I was tweeting with hashtag SDC14 and SDC all weekend, so, I mean, you can find us on that, but,
Yeah, that's true.
A lot of awesome stuff.
A lot of stuff going on for Comic-Con. As for... Let's see, panels we didn't make it. Of course, one of them was the Marvel panel, the Marvel Cinematic panel. Of course, they had news on Ant-Man. Of course, the... Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Here's another one for you, Fidel.
What? Garbage Pail Kids?
Garbage Pail Kids is coming to IDW Comics.
That's for you, Wayne. You look like a Garbage Pail Kid to me, Mike.
I never got into that, but I don't know what...
Same here. Before Wayne interrupted me, as always. Stupid-ass Wayne. Avengers 2, which was the number one thing. The whole cast was there, except for Josh Whedon, because he couldn't make it. He had a knee surgery the week prior to it, so the doctor says no, go on the flight for him. And of course, let's see, Scarlett Johansson is pretty much pregnant right now, couldn't make it, but everyone else was there. You know, typical...
Yeah.
Jeremy Renner, Robert Downey Jr., Chris Hemsworth, you know, normal guys. There was no special entrance like there was the past 2 years from, like, say, Loki, or what Robert Downey Jr. did for Iron Man 3 2 years ago, which is pretty insane. Let's see, they actually did show a clip. And the one that I was very surprised of was the DC panel, DC Cinematic panel, when they showed the clip. A teaser clip of Batman versus Superman, Batman vs Superman, whatever the hell you want to call that. So, if you guys haven't seen it, there's actually footage out there. I don't know why it's out there on YouTube right now. They're probably gonna take it down.
The Deadpool?
No, not Deadpool. Oh. Superman versus Batman.
That one was leaked a while ago. They haven't pulled it yet.
The one with when Batman turns on his bat signal, and then you have Superman right there. No, that was at Comic-Con. That's the first time they premiered it.
Okay.
If you haven't seen it, like Wayne here, you guys have been living underneath a rock.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else? Well, any other con? Anything else you want to add on here?
Marvel did announce that they're going to be doing Star Wars again.
Yeah.
So we're getting three comics in 2015. One is going to be titled Star Wars, one is Darth Vader, and one is Princess Leia.
Oh.
So it'll be interesting to see how that all plays out for Marvel. Trying to think if there was anything else there. We saw Hulk Hogan walking around the show.
Just to think of that, let me go ahead and let the wrestling fan talk instead of Wayne. Let's see. Thursday, the Mattel panel was going on. And of course, it was hosted by Michael Cole, who was talking. Paul Heyman was there. Daniel Bryan was there. And Hulk Hogan was there. And there's actually footage of that on YouTube, also on WWE's website. The first figure shown was Sting. If you guys don't know who Sting was, he's a 6-time WCW World Heavyweight Champion. He never appeared in WWE except for today, or, well, that panel. After they showed his figure, Sting comes out of nowhere. So the whole fan base, especially inside the Mattel panel, just blew up. Of course, Sting came in his typical black and white, you know, black and white face paint, all black everything, you know, from head to toe, his gear, with the bat too as well. And of course, they asked him a very, you know, question. He goes, would you think this would be, you know, the first time you appeared with the WWE as a toy? And the first thing he says, hey, you know what? I couldn't have it any other way. So, as a wrestling fan, I was stoked as hell. And, yeah, so if you guys... Mattel, thank you. Stinger, Steve Broden, thank you very much, my friend. Welcome to the WWE family. Took you long enough. All right. So, anything else, Wayne?
I did see a movie the one night there, the new Batman Assault on Arkham.
Tell us.
Let me start out with this is animated.
Hold on. For the people that haven't seen it yet, please tune out right now or put us on mute.
I'm not gonna spoil it for you.
Well, tell us a little bit.
I'm gonna talk about it, but I'm not gonna spoil it for you. I'll tell you what the premise of the story is. But first, before I get into that, I want to make sure you guys are very well aware of this. This is the really the first DC animated movie that is really adults only.
Yeah, it pushed the adult limits pretty much. If you guys haven't seen look on Wayne's face, it's pretty much the truth.
Basically from what I understood, listening to the people on the panel after the film, they probably barely got away with not calling this an R-rated film.
So pretty much PG-13 pushing into rated R.
Yeah, easily.
Thank God they didn't push it to NC-17.
At least I don't think it got an R rating, but I don't know, maybe.
Probably
whatever.
PG-13, huh?
So basically the story revolves around the Suicide Squad.
That's those guys.
That's all you gotta know, and they have to break into Arkham. I won't tell you why.
But Wayne will. Later, when we're off the podcast.
So just keep that in mind. It's a very engaging story. It really focuses on the Suicide Squad more than Batman, but Batman does play a very big role in it, of course.
Typical. Batman hasn't got a major role in the last several movies?
And it pulls a lot of stuff from the Arkham video games. Not just in terms of character development and playthrough, but some of the fighting scenes you pick up on how it actually worked out in the game as well. You see weapons that were used in the game.
Was takedown? Did they look like the one from Arkham Asylum or from the Arkham games?
Very similar. Yeah.
Scarecrow the same way too, with the brown hoodie.
Yeah, Scarecrow. You don't really see Scarecrow much. You see a lot of characters, but a lot of them you don't really see a whole lot because they're in another part of the film that's not a major focus. It's a good movie to see, don't get me wrong, but just be aware, you don't want to let your kids watch this.
Why did you watch it, Wayne?
Huh? Yeah, nobody in the audience really expected it to be what it was. That's just point blank, honestly. But you have great vocal talent involved. Kevin Conroy.
Yeah, buddy. Welcome back, as
He's
always.
Back. Troy Baker. For Joker.
Given.
DiMaggio.
Who is he voice?
He played Shark.
Huh?
Shark.
Oh, okay.
I'm drawing blanks on the rest of them, but I mean, you know, I think the best thing about this film, and I almost hate to say it, but they nailed Harley Quinn to a T.
How did she dress like? Did they dress? Was it from the Arkham games, the first one?
It's pretty much got the Arkham feel to it, but it's also got the classic Harley feel to it as well.
Okay. That's good, because in my opinion, that's what's been missing the past several.
And in just a minute here, I'll give you a little bit more information about what else they announced at that panel. Uh-huh. But yeah. What they nailed on Harley was her character, point blank. You see Harley as who Harley really should be in comics and films and so forth.
Wow.
In a way that is just more human, more natural. And you really get a good playoff of her and Joker, the way their relationship works.
Typical. I mean, they...
Well, there's... I don't want to say it, but I have to say it. There's not a lot of relationship between her and Joker in this film because of the way the story plays out. But you really get to see how
that goes into the movie.
How that psychotic relationship works.
They love each other one day, they hate each other the next day, huh?
Kind of.
All right.
Kind of a little bit of both.
All right. So I guess we'll just leave that up for you guys for your imagination when the movie comes out. When does the movie come out?
I want to say a few weeks.
Say about 2-3 weeks, give or take.
Next year at Comic-Con, one of our favorites is going to come out of retirement.
Mark Hamill?
No.
Damn it all to hell. It was worth a shot, folks. Sorry.
Bruce Timm is coming out of retirement.
What?
He's going to come out of retirement to debut a new film at Comic-Con.
The Bruce
Timm.
I am there next year. I am there and then some.
Oh shoot, what was the title? Gods and Monsters?
Gods and Bruce Tim?
I told somebody, I forget who.
I'll do it, go on. Keep talking, yeah. I'll go find it for you.
They announced, I think they announced something else too, I can't remember now. But put it this way, we've got a lot more animated films coming our way. From DC, and we're looking at some really cool stuff. There's also going to be a feature-length animated film coming from Marvel. I didn't get to see anything from it because they weren't going to show it at the animation panel. They wanted to wait and show it at the Cup of Joe panel, which I didn't make it to. And that's going to be an Iron Man Captain America animated film.
Iron Man Captain America?
Yep.
That should be fun.
Yep.
Alright.
So, we got a lot going on this year in the comics. Everything from the death of Wolverine.
Oh, yeah, to, death of Wolverine to the,
To Thor's sex change operation.
No.
Not really, but...
Could be an idiot. You got, female Thor. You got Captain America, a.k.a. Falcon. Captain mm-hmm. Falcon America.
Spider-Verse.
There's so much stuff going on. It's not even funny.
Yeah.
Bruce Timm. Bruce Walter Timm. Let's see what's going on with his, Oh, boys, keep talking, Wayne. I'm trying to find it here right now.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it that I can come up with on Comic-Con stuff off the top of my head. Oh, the Ninja Turtle, pizza shooter. I got to take a good look at that. Got some pictures of it. I was actually watching somebody do some shooting with it. Actually, pretty cool. I didn't get to try it. Unfortunately, the line was pretty long, as always. Yeah, they actually... That was kind of cool. I went over there, got some free pizza from Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
You know, wasn't the greatest pizza, but it was Pizza Hut. So, what you know, you get what you expect, you know?
That's how I went to another pizza joint I went to last time.
Well, I wanted something quick to hold me over until I could get food later on, so I went and did that.
Bought something. Never mind. I'll do a write-up on a How to Survive San Diego Comic-Con. Survival Guide. Alright, so, shall we go to news?
There's one for you.
Alright, so, Comic-Con 2014, there's a lot of news, especially for the, Tekken world. Tekken Street Fighter remains in development. That's been about, what, a year and a half, 2 years, since the last time I heard one drop of news from the Tekken versus Street Fighter, not Street Fighter Cross Tekken, because the failure of Street Fighter Cross Tekken was really... It bummed me out because I had a lot of high hopes for that game, and hopefully this will be a little more different since they announced it back in Comic-Con. It's, you know, it's still development. Hopefully they get to throw fireballs, they could jump instead of dodging it, you know, like all that kind of stuff. So we'll have more news for that once more it comes out, literally speaking. So next one, way so.
So EA is actually going to try something new, and I don't know if this is going to be really a good option or not, but it might be. For $5 a month, you get an Xbox One subscription program that will give you access to unlimited access to games, such as Battlefield 4, FIFA 14, Madden NFL 25, Peggle 2, and more games that are going to be added over time.
So it's kind of like a season pass then, in a way.
Kind of. Basically, I mean, it's not going to change their current plans for demos and beta access to games.
Uh-huh. So they're going to charge $5 a month, which is pretty good in my opinion.
You still have to pay for digital your DLC separately, but you get a 10% discount.
That's not bad.
Once you purchase any DLC, it's yours to own, even if your membership lapses. All of your progression is retained, etc. Games will be downloaded, not streamed. Your game progress is also saved by the system. So EA
says
doesn't matter whether you lapse or not. It's yours. Basically, pick up where you off.
So pretty much, it's yours. Period.
Yeah. So I mean, $30 a year, you get endless access to their vault of collection of games. Yeah, basically, they're trying to find ways to make it easier for gamers to play on all platforms.
$60 a year? Sure, why not?
$30 a year.
$5 a month?
Yep.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 25 times 2, 50, and you add an extra 10.
You also get to play trials of games about 5 days before official release.
That's pretty cool.
That's not bad. 5 days is 5 days. I can wait.
But still, though, if you're still kind of iffy on the game,
yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Let's see.
So, I mean, it's interesting to see how that's going to work out. I don't really see myself getting into it, because it's like I don't really play many of those games at this point, but we'll see what they add, you know?
All right, so Tomb Raider for $5? What?
Mm-hmm. So, Tomb Raider and Murdered Soul Suspects...
for $15 during the Humble Store Square Enix week? What?
Yep. So,
well, this should be interesting. So there's some...
The Humble Store has put together some stuff for you, so it's basically, you can get Tomb Raider, the Game of Year edition, just means $7.49.
It was originally $30, which is a really good deal.
Yeah.
Sleeping Dogs, $5 compared to $20. Final Fantasy III, $8 compared to $16, half off. Thief, $10 was compared to $30. So this is a great deal for you guys.
And of course, 10% of proceeds are going to be going to charities.
That's pretty cool.
Make-A-Wish Foundation is one of the big ones in GamesAid. It's a good thing there, you know. Cool stuff going on there. I think we're running out of content.
Yeah, I think, well, that's it for the news for this week. It's mostly all Comic-Con news for us, I guess.
I saw a lot of Doctor Who cosplay.
Yes, because there wasn't... It's
getting more and more popular.
Doctor Who has a huge cult following here.
Yeah.
Because I'm a Whovian as well. And I found out several of my friends are Whovians too, which is pretty crazy. I never think they'd be Whovians, especially the way they dress. Not really act, but mostly how they carry themselves like a normal adult, but sci-fi guy, so you'll never know. Let's see what else. Anything else to look forward to this week, Wayne? No.
Next week is Guardians of the Galaxy.
Or this Friday.
This Friday, yeah, this Friday. Wow, it's coming up too quickly.
I'm actually going to see that Friday, so. So, yeah. Guardians of the Galaxy, IMAX 3D. Yeah, buddy. So, what else we got to talk about other than that? That's about it for now, homie.
I think so.
Yeah, so we're kind of, as again, we are definitely conned the hell out right now. We are definitely tired, still tired, especially from walking around for that much. Let's see. Any other ones too? No,
I don't think so.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. Anyhow, again, so guys, go and check out our content, especially the past 5 days of Comic-Con. Day 0, day 1, day 2, day 3, and day 4. Pictures up and running on there. We have articles going to be coming up soon. And make sure to like us on our Facebook page. Spread the word around. Definitely, please. We've also got our website. Keep checking our blog. Keep checking our pages, too. Add us on Twitter account at twoshotsofgeek.com. Or at Two Shots of Geek. Yeah, I know. Crazy stuff. Again, this is Wayne and Fidel. TwoShotsofGeek.com. We're here to bring you the future 8 bits at a time.
Sleep.
No more Comic-Con. Please, no more. Until next year. See what I did there?